Welcome back. During the break, the top of the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast is Tuesday, October 10th, 2017. Remember, this is the week of Friday the 13th. I think that we're going to have a lot of October surprises. Doesn't it seem that way? Nate is number 8 in a series of hurricanes because that's just normal. 2 million acres of fire burn in this country. And then all of a sudden, there's a fire that burns a couple hundred acres in California, and it's news, which is weird. The fires were so dramatic that the pattern of the smoke and the debris, the pollution, basically, could be seen from space. 2 million acres burned this year. And again, I need to get back to that because most of the hundreds and hundreds, over 1,000 fires, I think 1,500, something like that at last count, the vast majority were started by lightning, but during times when there were no storms. Isn't that odd? Remember the title of the Tesla, the 2000 PBS documentary about Nikola Tesla? Tesla, Master of Lightning. Who got the Master of Lightning's technology? But I digress. So let's stay on point. And by the way, it's interesting that, as I mentioned before, certain pages like the one that I, the article that I cited, CNN article, police, Las Vegas gunman shot security guard 6 minutes before massacre. It's interesting how pages like this are allowed to hijack your browser. Google doesn't shut these down. If you find this page in a search, it doesn't say, you know what, this site might be hacked. How come CNN doesn't show it might be hacked when it has JavaScript injections that hijack your browser and try to infect your machine? Isn't that interesting? Curious. If Mike Rivero's site, What Really Happened, or republicbroadcasting.org were to have the same problem, I guarantee you Google would shut down traffic immediately, if not sooner. But not CNN. Interesting. So, like I said, yes, I am suspicious. I think any intelligent person with any knowledge of history whatsoever would be thinking along the same lines as I. Why on earth are we overlooking the suspect that should be the prime suspect who is being allowed to investigate the crime? Doesn't that just seem naive and foolish? We're being told, you know, every time we get a new development, and like I said, Erin Burnett even seems to have a problem over at CNN. You heard her express concern, to say the least, it seems, that the narrative has flip-flopped, and that changes the reasons for things, but again, there's the sleight of hand that we're, because of this Jedi mind trick, we're supposed to go along with this story. Don't ask questions about why Jesus Campos was up there in the first place. That just gets smoothed over as this narrative goes from fluid to concrete. So just consider this. Dateline murder mysteries, even those simple low-level crimes, are almost always much broader in scope than they appear, with many twists and turns. That's how these Dateline shows are done. That's why people find them interesting. Oh my goodness, I never would have thought. There are all these twists and turns. But not with this, a masterminded crime, the biggest mass shooting in American history, masterminded, methodically planned, calculated, executed with military precision, with all kinds of oddities in the narrative that we're being given by authorities, the same folks, by the way, who have been caught staging events in the past, false flag planning and staging false flag events, the FBI in particular, in this case, here on our shores. Yet we're being told in this case, what has been referred to by some as the 9/11 of this generation is an open and shut case, in spite of the fact that more and more inconsistencies continue to arise. Add on top of that the fact that the organization responsible for more terrorism plots in the United States than all others combined, the FBI, as proven by Trevor Aronson, is leading the investigation. Does anyone else see a problem here? Is anyone else even casually observing a growing tsunami of effort to silence and shut down all opposition to the official establishment narrative? Why would my playlist need to be deleted? Go click on the link that's in the chat room. You'll see it's gone. Why is it gone? However fluid the narrative continues to be, we're not supposed to question it. So we're all supposed to march in lockstep while one-minute officials tell us Jesus Campos was essentially initially drawn to the sound of Paddock's fire, and the next minute, that story changes entirely to Paddock began firing after shooting Campos. Does anyone else see what appears to be an awkward attempt to at sleight of hand, basically? Or a Jedi mind trick here? Let alone the huge problem this creates with credibility. At a minimum, as I said, with the investigation, does this complete 180 represent a window into a haphazard, lackadaisical investigation by an inept department and FBI? Are they just professionally incompetent? Or is it perhaps something more nefarious? Is something more nefarious afoot? If, as Trevor Aronson has pointed out, and scores of articles in recent years have proven, the FBI is in fact responsible for more terrorism plots in the U.S. than all other organizations combined, then shouldn't we be looking there first? Shouldn't that be prime suspect number one? Considering the overwhelming disparity in production quality, comparing the measly resources of YouTube content creators to the vast empire of resources in the Hollywood-grade mainstream media, and, you know, speaking of that, think about all the videos that CNN, for example, has been caught faking back to the 80s, at least. Oh, oops, look at this. They staged this video. We weren't actually overseas. We were in studio. Or file footage that they try to pass off as on-scene footage or crisis. Why do you think people why do a lot of people think of these events as staged? Could it be in part because the mainstream media tries to pass off crisis actor emergency exercise footage in some cases as at the scene of the event? Is it our fault that the mainstream press continues to cry wolf? So considering, as I said, the comparing the measly resources of YouTube content creators to the vast empire of resources in the Hollywood-grade mainstream media, in the final analysis, I think my biggest takeaway from all of this is how fragile and vulnerable the parlor trick really is, and how threatened its progenitors and promulgators are by the truth. Think about it. With all the production quality of Gone with the Wind, the mainstream propaganda can seemingly be dismantled by a series of low-grade, barely for-profit, or not-for-profit in some cases, more and more it seems these days, videos made by average ordinary folks simply seeking the truth in these difficult moments. If that weren't the case, would YouTube at all really need to go to the trouble of overwhelming censorship in the form of unsubscribing, demonetizing, and by the way, demonetizing? Anyway, the folks in the chat room like wordplay often, so there's one for you. But unsubscribing, demonetizing, search algorithm changes, and deletion of videos, playlists, and even entire channels. Would YouTube and Google at all really have to go to that trouble? Couldn't YouTube simply make a category or a button for controversial content of this nature? Oh, no. And couldn't we subscribe to that? Oh, no. That'd be useful if YouTube, Google, Alphabet was really interested in the betterment of all mankind. That's a powerful testimony to the power of the truth. And on that note, John chapter 8 records Jesus saying, "If you continue in my word, then you are truly disciples of mine, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free." May we all pursue and experience that wonderful freedom. I hope that makes sense. I'm not sure how I'm going to address my frustration as far as this deletion of my playlist is concerned, but I can assure you, this is not the end of it. So we'll see what happens. But now I want to get back to the point. As I mentioned at the outset of today's broadcast, proof that there is a second shooter comes to us in the form of Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, his video over at the Health Ranger YouTube channel. His video published yesterday titled "Forensic Acoustic Proof of Second Shooter in the Las Vegas Massacre." And if you're not familiar, Mike Adams is basically a scientist, to put it in simple terms. And I want to give you at least a little bit of this video where Mike talks about how he proved that there's a second shooter. But my fear, as I said at the outset, talking about Clark's third law, my fear is that folks might miss this. Any sufficiently advanced technology is indistinguishable from magic. So those who are not mathematically inclined, if you will, or familiar with what he's talking about, might miss that this is conclusive evidence. It would seem, based on the video footage and the audio, of course, of the incident in Las Vegas last weekend. So I want you to give a listen to this. We'll get to the phones, but first I want you to listen to at least part of Mike Adams talking about proof of a second shooter in the Las Vegas massacre, as he puts it. Go ahead, please.
All right, welcome to Forensic Acoustic Analysis of the Las Vegas Shooting. My name's Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I am, of course, the Lab Science Director of CWC Labs, as well as an avid long-range target shooter. And so I have kind of a unique position to bring you this analysis. Now, for those of you who are watching from law enforcement or the FBI, I'm going to give you the location of the second shooter. And if you're like, whoa, what second shooter? Just hold on. I'll walk you through it, okay? It's very simple. So this is forensic acoustic analysis. This is all based on downloaded video files from YouTube, extracting acoustic information, and then analyzing that to pull out signal from the noise. And this is what I do in my laboratory, CWC Labs, all the time. We use mass spec instrumentation. We're doing, you know, isotopic spread ratio analysis. We're doing organic chemistry. We're doing ICP-MS, all kinds of analysis to pull signals out of noise. So this is the kind of thing I do every day. It just so happens now, it's a shooting situation. Maybe I can help out law enforcement here. I've been critical of the FBI and their lack of transparency about their investigation, but when they said they wanted help from the public, I decided to go ahead and shoot this video to, you know, help them out. Maybe they haven't done this analysis yet. So here we go. Let's jump right into it. First of all, let's cover some basic math here. The speed of sound at 20% humidity in Las Vegas temperatures is about 345 meters per second. I'm going to use the metric system here for a lot of this, for, you know, all the obvious reasons. The speed of a 55-grain 223 Remington round leaving the barrel rifle is approximately 975 meters per second initial velocity. Now, of course, those of us who are long-range shooters, we know that velocity drops off very, very quickly, according to a chart kind of like this. Velocity versus distance. So the farther the bullet flies, it loses velocity according to its ballistics coefficient, or BC, values. Now, this is important to note. This is going to make a lot of sense. Just hang in there. Bullets arrive first on the scene. If you're standing at ground zero, the bullets arrive and hit the ground before the sound arrives of the bullets being fired from the rifles. Why is that important to understand? Because in our analysis of the audio files, and this is like an audio waveform right here, in our analysis, we have to understand that the bullets are hitting first, and then the rifle report is happening after that. This is crucial to understand. The bullets, remember, traveling at 975 meters per second. The speed of sound is only 345 meters per second. So the bullets are traveling about three times the speed of sound when they leave the rifle barrel. And at these distances that we're talking about, which is typically, you know, less than 600 yards, I'll use a non-metric unit for that, the bullets remain supersonic. So they don't pass the transonic barrier and become subsonic velocity. So they never get slower than the speed of sound. Now, flight time is very, very important to understand here. Bullet flight time is how long the bullet takes to arrive at a certain distance. Now, because of the velocity of the bullet is dropping, according to a quadratic equation, the flight time is not a linear function, so you have to have a ballistics chart. I got mine from gundata.org. So the flight time to 400 yards, or roughly 366 meters, is 0.528 seconds for a .223 55 grain round fired from a 16.5-inch barrel. Now, that's about half a second, right? 0.528 seconds. We can agree that's about half a second. Now, let me ask you this question, a little homework for you. How long does it take the sound of the rifle shooting to travel that same distance, 366 meters? How long does that take? Well, you know here that the speed of sound is 345 meters per second. So you can instantly tell it's going to take more than 1 second for the sound of the rifle to arrive at the scene where the bullet actually struck the ground. In other words, the bullet strikes in half a second, but the sound arrives another half second later or thereabouts. So there's a gap. There's a difference between the time that the bullet strikes the ground versus the time that the report sound from the rifle reaches that same location. Again, see in blue here, bullets arrive first. This is crucial to our investigation. This is the forensic acoustic analysis that will give us the range of the shooter, as I'll explain. So keep following along here, please. Now, I want you to notice these peaks here. See these five peaks? These are the sound waveforms that represent the sounds of bullets striking the pavement. And these are high-frequency sounds. If you listen to all the audio recordings, you'll see that these sound high-frequency. They have a lot of high-frequency sound waves in them. These, on the other hand, these are the sound waves of the reports from the rifle in the distance arriving after the bullets have arrived. These reports have a lower-frequency sound. That's what these notes are about. High-frequency sound spectra associated with the pavement hits, low-frequency sound spectra associated with the rifle reports from the distance. In other words, the gunshot sounds from the distance. Now, why is there a difference in the frequency of the sound spectra between these two types of sounds? The answer has to do with the transmission of sound frequencies through the medium of air. And as this chart shows, frequency versus sound transmission is an inverse relationship. So the lower your frequency, in other words, low, dull sounds, have very high transmission over long distances because obviously they involve longer wavelengths. On the other hand, high-frequency sounds, such as high-pitched sounds or multiple harmonics of sounds, have very low transmission through air. Why is that? Because they involve very small wavelengths. Small wavelengths suffer what's called attenuation during transmission, which means they get silenced or, you know, sort of muzzled or buffered or killed off or whatever you want to say.
Stick around. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigraLeaf. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigraLeaf migraine formula. MigraLeaf is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigraLeaf for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Playing in the first segment of the second hour, the Health Ranger Mike Adams video over at the Health Ranger YouTube channel titled Forensic Acoustic Proof of Second Shooter in the Las Vegas Massacre. We'll see how long this lasts. But so when I started this broadcast today, it had 108,000 views. When I went to sleep early this morning, actually, it had 55,236 views. Then we started this broadcast, 108,136 views, and that was in a period of hours. And this was published yesterday. Already since this broadcast, it's had another 8,000 views, 119,658 views. And it shows zero comments, but I see my comment, which is very odd. I just noticed that. It shows zero comments after 120,000 views. Which is interesting. How is that possible that we're all just seeing our own comments? Is that a setting that you can – I'm not aware of being able to make videos function in that way. Either you turn comments on or off is my understanding. So that's odd. I see my own comment. It says zero comments, but I commented. I can't imagine that others – now there are 120,000 views and 8,000 likes or thumbs up on this video that Mike Rogers did titled Forensic Acoustic Proof of Second Shooter in the Las Vegas Massacre. And I will say, as I listened to it, I had the benefit of watching it early this morning or late last night. And when you watch it, it's easier to follow along. It's kind of difficult to follow along without having the visual aids that he provides. So if you can, watch the video. There's a link in the chat area. Again, it's titled Forensic Acoustic Proof of Second Shooter in the Las Vegas Massacre. And by the way, and we'll get back to that in a second. We'll play some more of that. But if you watch the video, as soon as he makes the proof, he also says, now math will allow us to plot the approximate location of the second shooter. And he, in the video on the board, the whiteboard that he has, he flips the board over, and at the top of the board it says two shooters identified so far. It gives the approximate distance of 250 to 275 yards of the second shooter and draws a circumference around the center of the 91 Harvest Festival. And the points on that circumference correspond to a number of reports of multiple shooters. For example, to the north, the ARCO AMPM that he points out, the Catholic Shrine and the Oasis Apartments to the southeast. Those all correspond to places where, for example, down toward the southeast, there is gate number 7. And there are reports of shooters at gate number 7. So you can imagine, one can imagine shots coming from Oasis Apartments. And as Mike Adams points out, it's irresponsible on the part of law enforcement to, and unconscionable, really, as he points out, in the memory of the folks that were injured and killed even, not to investigate fully. Why is this single shooter narrative reinforced constantly? Seems it's not just a 9/11. It almost seems like a Kennedy situation, a JFK situation. When we come back, we'll go to the phone. Stick around. More after this break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, can we talk about something serious for a minute? Your age. Getting old has its perks. But remember, being a few years younger, you know, your hair was thicker, you didn't have so many wrinkles, that extra weight wasn't haunting you, and you just felt better. Well, we can't turn back the clocks and go back 10 or 15 years, but you can start feeling and looking 10 or 15 years younger with Nature's Youth RSF. It's a doctor-formulated daily supplement that helps your body maintain its peak performance and fight the aging process. Imagine sleeping better, looking better, and feeling better. See how Nature's Youth RSF has helped thousands of people just like you at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. The holidays are coming. Imagine how it will feel when your family and friends are asking you what you did to look so good. Your secret will be Nature's Youth RSF. It's time to start looking better and feeling better. Learn more and order your Nature's Youth RSF at naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Welcome back. Bottom of the second hour. Go to the phones here in a second. We're only six and a half minutes into a 29-minute video. We're going to have to come back to that too. But Mike Rogers proves forensic acoustic proof of a second shooter in the Las Vegas massacre. And there are folks that say that question everything. Maybe there were no shooters. Maybe there are no injured. And that I think that's fair. Again, as I said, it's not surprising that people question everything when we know that what we've been fed in these kinds of incidents is almost entirely, if not entirely, fabricated. But I don't think it would be possible to replicate or mimic the sound of gunfire in the way that Mike Adams breaks down. The acoustic evidence seems to indicate there were actual shooters, because like he says, if you understand what he's saying, there is the bullet that lands, because the bullet travels faster than the speed of sound, the bullet hits the pavement where the cell phone is recording, and you hear that sound. Then about a half a second later, you hear the sound of the rifle report. It would be hard to imagine that you could manufacture that so well that you could get all of these cell phone videos to record so that it mimics that experience, if that makes sense. And even if you did, why would you do it in a way that would create this kind of doubt or allow someone like Mike Adams to prove that there were at least two shooters? Doesn't make sense. That doesn't add up. I believe there were shooters. I believe that people did get shot, injured, and even killed. And I think Mike Adams has proved that there are at least two shooters. Also, it's interesting to note, as the board op pointed out, he mentioned just running across the video of the guy running around the festival grounds trying to help wounded. And they shut the lights off on them. I've noted, Mike Adams has noted, others have noted, that it was very curious that if you watch the video and Jason Aldean runs off stage, suddenly as the shooting begins, the lights come up at the festival. It was the lights were down because people were watching the show. The lights come up for the shooting, and as soon as the shooting is over, the lights go off again. So it makes people, during the shooting, it makes people visible. They're easy targets. The lights go off after the shooting, making triage difficult, if not impossible in some cases. Again, just another one of those astonishing coincidences. And speaking of that, real quick, some of the emerging questions. If Stephen Craig Paddock shot Jesus Campos before firing on the crowd, opposite of the original story, as I mentioned earlier, then why was Campos investigating Paddock's room? Undersheriff McCahill initially said last week, remember we talked about this, play the clip, the 72-minute delay was waiting on SWAT. But according to the 60 Minutes reporting and CNN subsequent reporting and everybody, the four-man team that initiated the breach was two canine officers, another off-duty officer who showed up, and a SWAT officer. So if they performed, if that four-man team performed the breach, then why the wait? And then there is the issue of the second breach. There was a second breach. What about the second breach? We didn't hear that in the emergency dispatch audio, did we? This is another point that just kind of vanishes. And why did the SWAT officer happen to have explosives on him, by the way? Is that standard operating procedure in Las Vegas? Officers carry explosives on them? Because the stories talk about the fact that the SWAT officer had explosives on him. And if that team of four responded from off-site, then what happened to the team Under Sheriff McCahill said happened to be at Mandalay Bay for another event? Remember when he said that last week? And as previously asked, as I asked previously, what other event? That team seems to have just vanished from the narrative. Why would a man who planned so meticulously to kill as many people as possible rig his hotel room with multiple cameras just to know when to shoot himself? A man who had personal protection equipment in the room. Why would he rig the room with multiple cameras just to know when to shoot himself in the head in advance of law enforcement's arrival? Would it be logical to conclude someone in that scenario would likely rig surveillance in order to shoot police too? Or as I conjectured earlier, did he just have a vendetta against concert goers and hotel security staff while maintaining a soft spot for law enforcement officers? I mean, aren't these obvious questions? Let's go to the phones and grab John in Tennessee. John, thanks for calling. Welcome.
I appreciate it. Listen, Chris, kind of a side note of what's going on in Vegas. We're all familiar with the numbers and Highway 91 in the 10th month on the first day being 9/11/01. But for those who don't know, I'm in Nashville. Yesterday morning, I had something really strange happen. Two trucks turned in front of me out by Opryland, out by where Music Row is. Beautiful trucks, big trucks. And it said Set Transport, you know, like the Egyptian god. Set.
Yeah.
When they turned in front of me, they had a up-and-coming music star announcing his tour beginning this month named Justin Moore. And I found it strange that a week or so after the Las Vegas shooting, he's starting his new tour that is called, get this now, Hell on a Highway Tour. Kind of like Hell on Highway 91 in Las Vegas. So I started investigating Justin Moore. The dude is 33 years old. He turned 33 last March and was scheduled to be on tour on March 3rd, but due to illness, the entire concert was canceled. And he was supposed to be on tour with Lee Bryce and Michael Moore Williams or William Michael Moore. So rather than have one headliner, and the name of that tour, Chris, was the American Made Tour. So he went from the American Made Tour to the Hell on a Highway Tour in a matter of months. Something is strange going on. I think that it's a clear indication of who's behind this. And literally, I've said it time and again, it's a spiritual battle. We know what the Aztecs did in front of the pyramids. We know what the word Mandalay or mandala means. We know what the Luxor, the light bearer, is.
Well, now, speaking of that, one aspect that folks haven't talked about is the Mandela effect. And some folks are talking about that on YouTube, but the Mandela effect, having a false memory, the inducement, manufacturing, you know, whether intentional or otherwise, of a false memory. And it seems
it's more than that, Chris.
Absolutely.
It's more than that, because the Mandela effect is not the Nelson Mandela effect. The Mandela effect is from Mandela, north of India and Pakistan, where supposedly three coexistent universes, for lack of a better word, are joined. And at a certain time, they're going to separate.
Right.
And portals are going to open up, allowing people to go to other dimensions.
And so, well, actually, the way that I understand it, you know, again, as I've talked about, you know, Alice Bailey channeling from her spirit guide, her demon, books like The Externalization of the Hierarchy, creating the turmoil on this planet to create a rent or tear in the space-time continuum to allow those ascended masters, those demons, to reinfect
to
this. Yeah. And people might say,
like,
well, that sounds crazy. People might
portals.
Say that sounds crazy, and I would encourage them to, A, read the Bible, Genesis 6 in particular, and B, if you can stomach it, read the book channeled by Alice Bailey called The Externalization of the Hierarchy. Just read it. I didn't write it. This is not my theory. This is what comes from the Bible, and bad guys pouring millions and millions of dollars into creating this scenario that Alice Bailey outlined in the book she channeled.
And we're seeing
others.
It happen before our eyes, and they're still not, you know, even Christians, born really Christians, are not understanding it and seeing it for what it is. This is,
and
this
as you
is
keep pointing out, John, as I mean, Jesus said, so as to mislead even the very elect.
Yep. And when you talk about it, see, listen, Chris, when we were young, they taught us to connect dots to make pictures, you know, and eventually the young child can say, hey, that's an elephant, without even connecting the dots. And then when you have age and you have understanding and you have spiritual insight and wisdom and you connect dots, they say, you're crazy. So what is it? What do you want me to do? Do you want me to gather information in a computer brain? And in a brain that God granted us to come let us reason together, do you want us to be able to draw logical, really logical truth from information entering into our eyes and our ears, or do you want us just to believe what you tell us? And if that's the case, then we know that this is all coming from one that is, according to the Bible, as a roaring lion seeking whom he may destroy. He's a deceiver, the father of lies, going about to deceive. And we're seeing it all around us. And when Chris tells the truth, now granted, if you know, him or I or anyone else may not always be 100% correct. We say, hey, check it out for yourself. Don't believe me.
Yep. Yep.
Check it out for yourself. And the others are saying, believe me, believe me,
yep.
believe me. Don't
yep.
look over there. Believe
Don't
me,
question
believe
that.
Me.
Don't listen to that. Don't look over there. Yep.
Anyway, it's hell on a highway tour. So,
wow.
And 33 years old, man. Are you kidding me?
I mean, it's shocking and unfortunately not shocking all at the same time. On that note, another one of those coincidences, there is an organization known as ROAR. And if you go to ROAR, ROARSP, SamPaul.com, ROARSP.com, you can see ROAR staffing and production. And it says, we provide the complete staffing solution for your event. And they, you know, their events include Route 91 Harvest Festival, which reminds me of what you were saying about the set transport for Justin Moore's tour.
Well,
if you go
to Set, I'm sorry to interrupt, but I'm getting ready to have to leave. If you go to Set Transport with two T's, S-E-T-T Transport .LLC.com, and you look at every page on their website, Chris, they have a map that is eerily similar to, guess what, the United Nations map. And they're based in Fort Wayne, Indiana. They've been around for 2 years. They have four trucks, and they're hauling equipment for country music stars. Are you kidding me? That doesn't happen. You have to have a track record to get into the business for country music, unless country music or those that are controlling the entertainment industry created the company. Then you can go to work for them immediately, and that's what they're doing.
Right, and the logo
I got to listen in.
All right, sounds good. And the logo for Set Transport is the United Nations logo, sort of modified. And that, I'm not going to get into the history on that. It's actually SetTransportLLC.com. John, you mentioned SetTransport.LLC.com, I think. But SetTransportLLC.com. Check it out, folks. Just another one of those interesting coincidences. And I always appreciate John's insight and the way that he gets people thinking. And again, the focus on the fact that it is a spiritual battle. And as John pointed out, we're seeing it all around us. And it's heating up. There are a number of folks who've done videos on the Jason Aldean aspect of this and you know, some of the symbolism in his show and his tattoos and different things like that. I don't want to get too far off on those conjectural aspects, but you know, I mentioned some of the questions, the emerging questions, just before we took John's call. Doesn't this arouse suspicion when the authorities that are leading the investigation completely reverse their story? If you or I were a suspect, not that law enforcement is a suspect per se, but if we completely flipped our story, you know, if I was telling the story and I said I was drawn to the room because I heard shots fired, and then it's proven that I was actually shot 6 minutes before the firing into the crowd started, wouldn't that arouse suspicion? But we're not supposed to wonder about that. We're just supposed to take that at face value. It seems very odd. Let's go back to the phones real quick and grab Fred in Pennsylvania. Fred, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Yeah, I'm hoping that I can be a participant in the program and sort of go against the main gestalt, the main, there seems to be this whole metaphysical thing, which is like a wet blanket over the facts.
Yeah.
I just want to talk about facts because every day we are exposed to new facts, new events. And I don't want to just include that in a whole world view and then not investigate the facts. I want to look at facts and maybe conclude that there isn't some sort of a Book of Revelation conspiracy. That's easy to do. With our pattern recognition, we can always become... say, well, that just feeds into what I learned on the last shooting, and without looking at the shootings, a person can do that. A person can be a church of their own or a church of others that call into a talk show. I don't want to do that. All I want to do is basically raise some questions and then let the people that are paid to investigate things, let them investigate and let them not investigate. And then ethically, that's on them if they cover up something.
I
want to talk about this Paddock. How he hasn't eaten. Did he eat in 5 days? Is there any information about hotel employees?
Hold that thought, Fred. We're going into a break. Let's come back on that note. And I want to understand more about what you're saying. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back after the short break. We'll
worry a lot. If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic?
Final segment of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast. I'm going to mention it again. Go look and find out. Watch it. See for yourself. Investigate for yourself. Mike Adams' video, the Health Ranger channel, forensic acoustic proof of second shooter in the Las Vegas massacre. It's 29 minutes, 9 seconds long. I just mentioned it again, and now it's gone from 119,000 views to 121,000 views and no comments. I wonder why that is. I commented, I see mine, but it still says zero comments, which is a bizarre phenomenon as far as my understanding is concerned. We're on the phones. We have Fred in Pennsylvania on the line. And Fred, I agree that to the extent that I've had the same thought, same exact thought, almost verbatim, what you said. I'm not a forensic investigator. I have no background in that, no expertise. And I'd rather just leave it to the investigators. But when we're being lied to, I mean, who has time, let alone the expertise? But when what's happening is happening, what do we do? Anyway, I want to understand
your
point. Well,
this is what we do. When there's a statement saying, when examples confuse, then then you go with general principles, and of course you can get incredible conclusions from that, but you still have to deal with examples, whether you have the time to do it or not.
Well, to that point, I would add, if you want to hide a needle, sometimes you create a haystack, if you know what I mean. That's mm-hmm. that's how you hide the needle. You create all these other
right,
scenarios.
Now remember, we're not... None of us are trying to say, I have the facts, I'm an encyclopedia, I'm some sort of source, you know, 20,000 miles up in the air, just spewing down the truth. I have my opinion, you have your opinion, and I do think that there's some doubt about this Paddock involvement. There was actually a live person doing this, or could have logistics to do it as all the facts have accumulated.
That and Eyes Wide Shut photo, to your point,
with,
real quick, that Eyes Wide Shut photo seems to indicate a tattoo on his neck. The crime scene photo of whoever was shot, apparently, has no neck tattoo. That's one of the observations folks have made.
Yep. Right. There's a lot of manipulation, and secrecy is leading us to complain about that. We have also his brother has been acting... If you accumulate all the facts having to do with his statements,
yeah,
he's been acting as though he's more interested in the money than in himself, as instead of doing what a brother should do and defend the brother, unless there is evidence to the contrary.
Yeah.
So I have a problem with people's roles in this. Not necessarily that it's like a spiritual thing, but this their role, our roles as people who have, everyone has faults, everyone has sins, therefore I have a problem in the way everyone is acting and the cover up in this. Now I want to get back to his what did he eat during the 5 days? Was he there 5 days, Chris?
Well, that's what we're being told. That's what's alleged.
What did he eat? What did he eat? And if he didn't order out, then where's the large amount of cans and bottles and everything else that would come to do with eating?
Room service seems to indicate more than one person in the room. Yep. If it wasn't Mary Lou Danley.
Also, we have no logs of people coming and going. We have no logs of sign-in card. Or we have nothing. We have nothing except what people are telling us verbally. And so when we speculate, we're playing the authorities game. And also, there's not going to be an autopsy release of information. They say they don't know when the family's going to get the body.
Yeah, great points, Fred. We're out of time, unfortunately. Hope it was informative, folks. Take care. God bless. We'll catch you on the other side.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.